This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:17 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. But in the meantime, we're checking in on My Sejahtera. If you've recently updated your My Sejahtera app, you'll notice a new feature called My SJ Trace that was recently added.
Once activated, this new feature will deploy your device's Bluetooth technology to detect and exchange proximity information with another MySJ Trace activated user. The intention of this is for better management of contact tracing of individuals who are COVID-19 positive. However, some users have reported that interactions were still recorded even when at home, and there have also been concerns raised about privacy and the accuracy of contact tracing.
Now, in the UK, where the National Health System, or NHS, has a similar app, it did cause worker shortages after many were notified on the app that they've been exposed to infection and then had to quarantine. Could this scenario arise in Malaysia? And how does the MySJ Trace function actually work? So for more clarity on this, we speak to Dr. Mahesh Apanan, Head of Data of the Crisis Preparedness and Response Centre at the Ministry of Health. Good morning, Dr. Mahesh. Can you explain to us how MySJ Trace enhances contact tracing? And does it replace the checkout feature, which I see is missing?
Thanks for the question. I think first thing we should know that MySJ Trace is not a replacement for the checkout feature. MySJ Trace is basically a new feature which enhances our already available digital contact tracing mechanism. If I would just want to be a little bit technical, I'll try to make myself clear. The first thing, when we talk about contact tracing, two important parameters is absolutely important. Number one is the time component. Number two, it's the distant component, right? So it's a spatial analysis, a spatial component, and also a temporal component for me to label a person as a close contact, okay? If you look into our definition of close contact, close contact is defined as any individual who has contact with a positive person within 1 meter proximity for at least 15 minutes. If you deep dive this further into this definition, you can notice that there's two important parameters, which I said just now, the time component and also the distance component. If you look into our existing digital contact tracing mechanism where we use our check-in, we only have got one component, which is the time component, right? So now with introduction of MySJ Trace, with this new Bluetooth technology, it's not pretty new. It's been there, actually. We have just adopted it right now. It has got both, right? It can measure the time and it can measure the distance. So it is actually much more accurate using this particular technology.
But Dr. Mahesh, some people have reported that the app shows interaction even when they're at home all day. So why is this happening and what do these interactions actually mean?
So what you see in your interface right now, if you have turned on your MySJ Trace, which uses Bluetooth, the interaction means your mobile device is interacting with all other devices which has activated the feature. That's all. It doesn't mean that you are a close contact or you're a casual contact or anything like that. It just says that your device is basically interacting with a number of devices who have switched on the trace function. That's about it. So what happens in the background? The interactions are recorded. All those important parameters that I just told you about would be recorded, right? So it's an automated process. So all these will be recorded in your mobile device. It's not within any databases whatsoever. So what happens is, if at all that individual is positive, let's just say me, Mahesh, is now positive. I've just done my swab test and I've been confirmed to be positive. So it depends on me for me to upload all my interactions. When I upload my interactions, right, that's when all those who satisfy those the definition, they would be notified as a casual contact. That's about it. If I don't declare, if I don't upload my interactions, there won't be any notification to anyone.
In the UK, the NHS COVID app sent close contact alerts to many, causing worker shortages as many had to be isolated. How will it be done differently here in Malaysia when there is a close or casual contact? Will quarantine be made compulsory?
Okay. So like what I mentioned, once the upload is done, all those who satisfy that particular definition, that their status would be converted to casual contact, not close contact, right? So if you're a casual contact, it's more of an advisory message requesting you to do your home assessment and whatnot, right? Of course, to look into this information more, we have our ground staff looking at the information provided to see whether or not this person is actually, you know, really a close contact. That's when it would assist and augment the work of our ground staff for them to call the person and investigate further. Otherwise, no. It's just more of, you see, if you look at it, it's all empowering the society. Nothing is mandatory here. We are just empowering people to switch it on and ought to have this automated contact tracing, converting people who are probably a close contact to casual contact. You know, all these are all community-driven, actually.
A number of people are hesitant to update their app due to privacy concerns that their data will be used for something else and their location revealed. How are you addressing these concerns?
First thing we need to let people know is that there is nothing that is going to invade your privacy. I think that's very important for us to know. Because like what I was mentioning, that we have all this recorded within that individual's mobile phone. That's number one, we should know, okay? Number two, it's totally anonymous. There's nothing which is personal, which is stored anywhere. The only thing that you can see is just the number of interactions. So that's one. And you are also probably, you know, advocated for you to upload the interactions. If you don't do that, nothing, no information that we can get. I think, of course, yes, we have this particular function quite a number of countries, even in our neighboring country. And what we have done is we have launched our first version. And what we are doing right now is we are just encouraging as many number of people for them to turn this on. And we are actually looking at what the sentiment on the ground. Yes, I do see a lot of people being worried about their data and whatnot. But I also do see a considerable amount of people who's actually switched the Bluetooth on, right? And I think we at MOH, we can guarantee you. I mean, for us, we are very, very protective on our patient data, on our, you know. We can assure you that a lot of thoughts have been put into this and there wouldn't be any compromise whatsoever.
Dr. Mahesh, what does MOH plan to do if the majority of Malaysians don't actually update their MySejahtera app then?
I mean, what we can do is, like what I said, to encourage, right? We are not an agency which mandates things. But looking at, you know, we have been through this for the past 2 years, right? We need to somewhat have technology to augment our frontliners who's been working tirelessly on the ground. And we know that with new variants coming up, we have to be prepared whatsoever. So having this somewhat would definitely ease lots of our work, which is currently being done manually. No doubt, we already have our automated contact tracing system. And I know probably you would have also gotten a casual contact notification, which is already ongoing and on running. What we are having now is, with this trace function, we're just enhancing the entire digital tracing method. So what, like me, I personally feel that with all those security in place and whatnot, I seriously would advocate everyone to switch it on. And it's not going to drain your battery. It's using Bluetooth low energy technology, right? And I've tried it myself. My battery doesn't drain. So I think this is pretty important for us to start looking forward. And, you know, at the end of the day, what we want is to actually look, have some sort of light at the end of the tunnel.
Lastly, there has been confusion on how to get the booster jab. We are seeing crowds in PPV centres and clinics putting people on waiting lists. Could you help clarify?
Okay, so I think right now, please follow your MySejahtera appointments. It's very fairly distributed, and I think it's an experience where we have almost all Malaysians getting their appointments through MySejahtera. So we have everything in place. If possible, do not crowd PPVs. Please follow your appointments, which would be given via MySejahtera. And I think now with the acceleration of our effort to booster quite a number of people, I think now the only thing you know is just don't worry, your turn will come. Wait for your appointment.
Dr. Mahesh, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Dr. Mahesh Appanan, Head of Data of the Crisis Preparedness and Response Center at the Ministry of Health, talking to us about the MySJ Trace function that you can find in your updated MySejahtera apps.
I think it was very clear, isn't it, about addressing the privacy issues. The data is in your phone. It is anonymous. It's just about the number of interactions.
Yeah, and I think it's becoming, you know, this is just phase one, right? So they're going to improve it. But it's useful to know that it's based on two things. One is proximity, so it has to be within one meter. And then the other thing is based on time. Which means you must have been in an interaction longer than 15 minutes. Because it's great. Because currently the app only kind of captures, and you have to do it manually, and I'm still guilty of not checking out. So for example, I have been in this office for 2 days. Yeah, so I think it's a very useful app, especially if you're like me, you've never been conscious of it.
That's commitment.
I know. Can't be more committed than that, right?
But honestly, this will only work if all of us and increasingly more of us sign up for it. And I think it's very important for us to at least give it a shot and try it.
I mean, we do have a poll running on our Twitter account. We're asking you this morning, have you updated your MySejahtera app for MySJ Trace? 41% of you say yes. 33% say no privacy concerns. 22% say no battery consumption. And there's 4.5% that have other reasons. Do tell us. But the majority of us have updated our apps. And I hope that our conversation with Dr. Mahesh just now has sort of assuaged some of the concerns on battery consumption, which he says is very, very minimal, and privacy.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.